hey, look, Kerbal System just went live on Twitch.
That's probably why my crotch vibrated, too.
Your phone shouldn't vibrate while you're in Crippled System.
I vibrates fine, and it's not on the table. Yeah. It's quiet, and it's not shaking the table.
I've heard some people's phones that vibrate.
Oh, we were supposed to be quiet during the intro.
No, but you did cut in, like, the best part, too. You were like, my crotch vibrated, too.
Well, welcome to episode 147.
21 times 7.
Of
Crippled System.
Oh, he said it's singular. It's
my good. Name is Brian.
My name is not Brian.
My name is Brian.
My name is not Brian.
Yay! Mm-hmm.
Yay!
Yay!
Yep, it's the warmest day of Wisconsin this year, and I am bundled up even as I sit here talking to you.
Well, like, warming's not real.
It was like 45 today.
Yeah, it's fucking insane.
42 as I was driving in.
Yeah, good numbers. Crazy stuff.
It is.
So
I just realized my mic was really loud because this is the one that Brian was talking into before we started, and he's super quiet.
Oh, your lines are going up and down really quiet.
Oh, you mean that?
This
Brian.
Okay. New Brian.
New Brian
today.
No, I'm not new Brian. I'm starting to become an acquired taste.
I'm not sure if it's acquired.
Well, I have been acquired.
It's a
taste.
It's
some people have acquired it. I'd like to think I'm all right.
It's a forcibly taste.
My pants are going to shake a lot because my brothers and cousin are talking about the game right now. So I just have to not check it.
Yep. Super Bowl. So we're going to be kind of quick about this. So because a lot of us are going to go watch, and we're going to go watch commercials and fast forward through a Super Bowl.
Fuck you. I like the game. I you know what they have on the NFL Network that I really like is they have throughout the week, they reshow the weekend's games and they just do them snap to whistle.
Okay.
So they do the whole game in like the actual clock time.
Yeah. Sure.
And so that's kind of cool to be able to.
They actually did something like that. I don't know if they do it for every team that wins the Super Bowl, but when the Packers won it, they came out with a playoffs edition. That is exactly that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I get to relive that whenever I want.
So we have some announcements.
Do we?
Yeah, because tournaments are still happening. Next weekend is the Devastation Slow Bro release event Milwaukee.
That's the 20th?
Next weekend. Well, 13th? I mean, I guess it's not this coming weekend.
This weekend this coming Devastation.
This coming Saturday.
Right.
So that's the Devastation release event in Milwaukee. The one after that, the 20th, there's going to be a 50-point list or two-list tournament in Oshkosh, and there will be a 35-point event in Baraboo, just for some of our newbies there. So
yeah, which you're not even going to be at.
No, I will be at it. I'm just fucking with people. I would like to run it remotely via Skype so I could go to Oshkosh and eat Pete's. But while we were in Waukesha yesterday, I got to eat at two really cool places. Waukesha has some neat places to eat too, and nobody who was there knew about them, so they need to get out more.
We knew about the barbecue place.
Only because it was right under your nose.
Shut up.
Like, there's an amazing burger place like three blocks down the road, and everybody was like, oh, I've never been that far past that point in town.
That barbecue place is pretty legit next door, though.
It is. It was really, really neat. I liked it a lot. They had beer there, too, so I'm always a fan of beer next to the game store. I don't care how much it cost. It was convenient.
It wasn't even that expensive.
No, it wasn't. I had one complaint that they had the Sprecher's hard root beer sign, and Celeste was over there after I got an opening on her and just like finished the game real quick. I top a tutor, I think. No, bottom a tutor.
Yeah.
But we went over there and I found out she didn't like beer a whole lot. So I was like, well, that stuff would be all right. So I was going to buy her one, but they're like, no, we don't have it. We just have the sign. I'm like, well, that's bullshit.
Why would you have a sign if you don't have the alcohol?
I guess they used to. They have a bunch of Sprecher's.
So you take the sign down, asshole.
Exactly. That's what I thought, too. They did have, I don't know, maybe I was just like, I drank my first two beers too quickly, but there was a sign that said, be careful, stools are high.
Yeah.
And I just, I lost it a little bit.
I did see that sign.
Stools are high. They don't tell you how high, but, you know.
I wanted to go to the event this weekend, but I have to work because I was the slow man on the uptake. It was supposed to be my weekend off, so I didn't bother requesting off my weekend that I was supposed to have off anyway. So I'm working and covering for somebody else because they requested off so that they could have, you know, Valentine's Day sex.
You have next weekend off, at least, don't you?
So I think I'm going to have the following weekend off instead because the person
the 20th?
Who... Yeah, I think I'm going to have the 20th off instead.
Oh, that sucks.
But then I'll have the 27th off because that's normally my weekend off.
Are you going to go see Daredevil? I mean, no.
I'm not going to see Daredevil.
Actually, Daredevil is happening that weekend as well. So yeah. Deadpool.
Daredevil, what?
Daredevil, the new season
Netflix.
Starts.
Oh, I didn't
Netflix.
Watch the first season.
Oh, no, that's Superman. Batman is when that Daredevil starts.
What?
It's Daredevil versus Superman versus Batman.
What? Superman would win?
Daredevil's
Superman v.
season.
Batman.
Right.
What
v.
is
Daredevil?
V. Daredevil.
Daredevil's
so
the worst.
In the full... No.
He's the worst.
No.
He's a
Have you watched the whole thing?
Daredevil's a blind person whose superpower is that he's not really blind.
Don't
so
talk
he's
to,
me.
Don't talk any louder because Jeff might hear and he'll jump in and join your side.
Because my side's right.
No. I agree like, completely.
It's like having a guy who's paralyzed from the waist down and then his superpower is that he can move his legs. It's like, well, so you don't have a power. You're just a dude. It's a convoluted dude.
He's got enhanced senses.
Okay, fine. Which so does Wolverine, and he also has claws and a healing factor.
I think it's pretty not well proven, but I think that it's pretty common case that most blind people have heightened senses anyways.
Just touch.
This is from a chemical accident.
How does he not run into like brick walls?
Because
they're
not
extra loud.
No, because he smells
them.
No, it's basically like using like Sonic radar.
Then why do they call him Daredevil instead of like? Does he dare to walk outside without a cane?
Why are you asking me this? I did not create Daredevil.
You're the one who's taking the good side.
I just I don't think he's a superhero that needs to be ragged upon.
In my head, I have a mental image of him just wailing on like a statue in the park because it takes him a while to catch on to the fact that it's not a real person.
God, Rockman, I'm going to get you someday.
This guy's tough. Get out of my city, Colossus. It's just like, you know, a statue of founding father in a park.
Oh, that'd be great.
Jebediah Springfield?
Yeah, Jebediah Springfield statue. And then I'm just panting because he's just wailing on me. He's like, oh my God, this guy's my match.
I'm not talking to you about Fucking Daredevil ever again, now.
Does his costume have eye holes?
No.
Isn't that a big giveaway?
No, but
it's a cowl. It's a cowl. It's like Batman's.
But the
thing is, though, that...
So is it more like Spider-Man's?
Only the movie... Batman's have had eye holes. If you look at all the comic books, he doesn't have eye holes.
Yeah, he does.
He's got white spots.
Right, those are his eyes.
No, it's part of his mask. Yeah.
I like the eyeliner that he must put on the mask in the movie.
Well, it was like the shot from Batman, I think it was.
Yeah,
when he gets all the black. Yeah.
I think Daredevil has like spoons on his eyes. They look like
yeah,
they look like
they're
goggles.
More similar to Spider-Man's, yeah. Where it's glazed over, so you can't see his eyes.
It still protects dumb. It protects them.
No,
he's my fourth least favorite of the five characters who were created from that chemical weapon spill. Actually, he's my fifth least favorite of the six characters. I miscounted.
What?
That chemical spill created six superheroes, yeah. And he's my fifth least favorite of them.
You watched the show yet?
Not the show, in the comics. In the comics, that chemical spill creates him, and you know the other five heroes it makes.
Mm-mm.
You don't know the other five heroes
Refresh
it makes?
Refresh me.
There's four brothers and their training master.
Oh my God.
It's the same chemical spill.
It is.
It is actually canon in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles mythos that the chemical spill was the Daredevil car crash.
Wow. Okay.
That's... And the only person involved in that I dislike more than Daredevil is Leonardo, because he's the
Leonardo
worst.
Is kind of a dick. Like I'm all in on Raphael and
fucking
Donatello.
Raphael, right? Give me the Raph.
Michelangelo's probably my least favorite, but that's because Leonardo shouldn't be on the radar at all.
Well, that's the thing is, like, somebody posted a comic on my Facebook with a turtle, and the turtle is dressed as Leonardo, and I said, that's what he gets for being the worst turtle. And Josh is like, well, you mean the worst ninja turtle? Like, the regular turtles are worse. And I'm like, no. Regular turtles are... Like, turning from a regular turtle into Leonardo is a step back.
Regular turtles are, like... They're legit. Like I read a story about a 200-year-old turtle that his like variety of turtle was on the brink of extinction, and he fucked it back into it. Yeah, he did. Like 200 years old, he stepped up to that plate and started railing it.
Did you see the video of that? I think he's
they
like
make great 200 noises years. Having sex.
They do make funny noises. No, but there's a video of that turtle that you're talking about chasing a guy around a park because he was walking across the park and he heard this weird noise or this refuge. And then followed to where the noise was, and there's that turtle fucking another turtle.
Sure.
And then that turtle that was fucking just started slowly walking towards him.
You're jamming like my chill, bro.
It's like the slowest chase ever. He's like, what are you doing?
Like, I'm going to get there. You're going to trip over your untied shoelace, you fucker.
Well, let me be pedantic for a second. Turtle or tortoise?
I think it's a turtle. It might be a tortoise.
If it's 200 years old, it's probably a tortoise.
Yeah. I don't know. They all look
it's a terrapin of some kind.
Yeah, it would not aquatic. So, is what? That the difference between a turtle and a tortoise? A turtle is more of a it's more water.
That might not be the zoological difference, but it's definitely the way that a layman can tell the difference. Okay. Is if they're in water, it's a turtle. One of my favorite little snippets of info from QI is that from the time they discovered the giant tortoise and the Galapagos, it was like 200 years before they ever gave it a scientific name. And you know why that was? Because the only place they give scientific names to stuff is in England. So you have to take a sample back to England, and they look at it, and they go, okay, its name is whatever, whatever. And they go, okay. Well, for like 200 years, a giant tortoise never made it back to England because they're fucking delicious. So they would load like 1,000 tortoises onto their ship, and they'd put them on their back and stack them on top of each other because they'd be stuck that way. And they'd get them, and they'd start going back, and they're like, nah, man, they're just too delicious. And they'd eat every fucking one of them.
They come with their own bowl.
Yeah. They'd use the bowl as water dishes.
I have never had turtle, but I wouldn't mind trying it.
They said, like, the description was, they said it was a better than lamb, beef, or butter. They said it tastes better than any of that. So, like, now I just want to eat a giant tortoise.
I did have bison jerky the other day. That was pretty good stuff.
And bison's good.
Yeah. Aren't they in a weird spot too, as far as existence is concerned?
They were almost extinct. Like, they were down to like a couple hundred of them. Mm-hmm. But I think now there's enough of them that they're safe now. But they've been kind of pseudo domesticated. So arguably, wild bison are extinct.
Gotcha. So they're just like food on legs if they're in the wild.
I still wouldn't fuck with one. Like, they're not like a cow. Like, they'll still just wreck your shit.
Yeah.
But they're kind of like 98% wild now, as opposed to the 100% they used to be.
Gotcha.
Sometimes I space in and out of conversations, so I'm not sure what you just were talking about.
Giant turtles.
Okay. Bison. I thought you were talking about fucking turtles, about bison. Not cows. That's what. That's
we were
what
not
I...
talking about fucking turtles. Yeah. I would not do that.
Well, come on.
No, I just...
Not even Raphael, out of respect.
If he
rescues you from a mugger.
If we had to go bromo, yeah. I would probably be like, okay.
What about Venus?
Yeah, no, I'm not even giving him Venus. He gets Raphael.
I have one more announcement.
I'm gonna get this out there.
2016's over.
Yeah, now and it's, fuck you. I've been trying to think of a pun since you told me you couldn't.
I know. I want to one up you. Anything? I was like. Okay, because like Ethan started making fun of me. He's like, you'll never beat Legion of Everwhite. And I'm like, fuck you. Fuck you. So I just can't think of anything. So it's just, I'm playing Legion.
Brylegion of Curver Blight.
Yeah, there we'll call that
Curver. Brylegion of Curver Blight.
Oh. Rewrite and fluff. I played Legion at the tournament in Waukesha, and I had a really good time. I've still lost more games with Legion than I've won, and I still have a blast every time I play it. I think I like the idea of like having fewer models to paint, having like less real estate on the table, and not breaking my back by carrying a bunch of infantry. It just seems like it's a good fit for me.
Seems your style of play a lot.
Carrying two Shepherds of Forsaken, two Ravagors, and two Casters as your two 50-point list seems okay to you.
It seems fine to me.
Yeah, and you don't get to, you know, like, oh, what is that? Is that a terrain feature? Ah, fuck it. I ignore it.
I told you, killing trees. I was like, as a troll player, I'm just like, I guess I charge it with a warder. Yeah, that's what I do. Turn three, I can deal with that damn tree. And it was like, bottom of one. Get that tree off this fucking table. That was really fun for me. But it seems like they have like a lot more active role in the game. You're doing a lot more earlier, whereas like all the other lists, like I preferred a brick style of list, so I wouldn't do anything until very late in the game. So I enjoy it. And I do plan on branching out and trying out other casters. It's not just going to be like Vales, Lilith II, and Saren forever. I'm really excited about a lot of their casters and a lot of their stuff.
Tags 1 is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And I was just looking at Bethane and Belphegor's card, and I was like, why did Legion players not play this while EE was their, like, problem matchup?
Isn't she immune to, like, everything?
Everything. Yes. If she's inside that beast, she doesn't take damage from shit.
She's difficult to deal with.
Yeah.
As a player who's playing her, she's difficult to
play. High learning, yeah.
She's very similar to, like, playing Sturmadrang, in a sense. It's just a hard grasp.
God, I love Sturmadrang.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at right now with War Machine. I think there's even a chance I might sell off my Crix so that I can try and like not own every faction like a Pokemon crazy person.
You need to loan me two lists.
I already have it.
Yeah, that list. All right, cool.
The only thing I don't have is I don't have bathroom.
I have a bathroom.
There you go. Because I need to run that Denny 3 list paired with... Really, though, the Denny 3 list is just going to be there to bluff people because I'm running Acid Trip fucking all the time, man.
Yeah.
I'm excited to run Acid Trip. And since there's a model of... He's out soon, huh?
What, Mobius? His pre-release was at LVO, so he comes out next month.
Yes!
Okay.
And Acid I think Trip, I actually baby. Have I have him and two Bloat Thralls on the way for what it's worth.
Kind of somewhat good news. In 2 weeks, we'll have Small Con.
Okay.
I know it doesn't matter to us here because we're in the U.S.,
but they do a keynote thing there?
Privateer did a keynote last year at SmallCon.
They won't this year. They said that everything's being moved to Lock and Load.
Are you sure?
Fairly certain. I could be mistaken, but I was fairly certain.
They might be turning
don't shit on our dreams.
The
real reason. I don't know. It seems like, yeah, it could be, really, it could, just because like they're moving the 2016 Steamroller packet to that place and just trying to make... Lock and Load the premier War Machine event when I really think that War Machine Weekend is.
War Machine Weekend
is the fan run one.
Yeah.
But still, it's like if I think about Lock and Load, I'm like, yeah, that's really cool. I think that it's tough for the Midwesterners to get there, and I'm trying not to be like regional centric here, but I think the Midwest is where a lot of the gaming really pumps blood.
Well, it also plus takes,
it's equidistant.
Mm-hmm.
It's equidistant, but it takes more to fly to the Midwest from overseas than it does to Seattle.
That's all right. I mean, we're just going to have the America's Team Championship in here starting in 2017 anyway. So, progress being made. It's quiet now. So, it's behind the scenes, but progress being made.
There is.
So can I go through my
announcement? Yeah, do your announcement.
Yeah, my announcement is over in... I should have read the announcement before I started.
This whole time you've
this
had.
This whole time.
Yeah.
There's a Gamer Sanctuary over in Flint, Michigan. And if that name sounds familiar, that's where the government there fucked over all of its people by...
poisoning their water.
By basically, well, going with a different water source that fucked over all of their internal structure and...
Flint, Michigan is where the government fucked over its people for the last 30 years by insert topical thing here.
That's true.
Flint has been so fucked over for so long. I mean, that's even going all the way back to Roger and Me, the first thing that Michael Moore did before he was a Lion
Hack.
Yeah,
that was in Flint, yeah.
Yeah, Roger and Me took place in Flint. I mean, that's how fucked Flint's been for how long? And that's like the 80s, late 80s, early 90s.
I'm surprised there hasn't been a mass exodus from that place yet.
There has been.
I guess the people who are hanging around are probably the people who can't move.
Exactly. Entire neighborhoods have been taken over by wildlife. Like, just houses are abandoned and bears and deer and shit just live in them.
Mm-hmm.
So for the local PG over there is going to be hosting a charity tournament to help raise money for water in Flint, Michigan.
Oh, is he a goon? Is he posting now? I think I saw this. If he's a goon, I saw this in the thread on Something Awful.
Possibly. It doesn't really mention. This is Cliff Hughes who sent this over to me.
Okay.
He's a guy that helped me out over at the Painting Lounge over in War Machine Weekend.
Oh,
really
he's
nice
not
guy.
In chat. This isn't a live message.
No, this is not a live message.
Never mind.
Basically, proceeds go to the food bank of Eastern Michigan, similar to a food machine tournament. So if you're familiar with that, just look up food machine. You'll find up some really awesome rules for that.
You donate stuff, you get free rerolls, and you get to cheat. The more you donate, the more you get to cheat.
Correct.
Is the basics
Correct.
Of it.
Correct. It's a very casual event, but I think also plays with a very high competitive edge.
Well, sure. and you get the fun thing where you get people who really want to win their match, and so they start bidding off each other.
Yeah. The competitive mindset in a food machine environment or food machine-like environment benefits the people that you're raising the stuff for.
Correct. Correct. So some of the prize support is actually pretty awesome. There is going to be a no quarter iris.
Sure.
Wow. Which is a very limited sculpt. They said they only were going to make that for the amount of magazines that they ever made for that. They
yeah.
Not making
it yeah, anymore. For the magazines. I know, like, if you were... Never mind, I'm interrupting you.
Go ahead.
If you were... I know that they had said that if 10 years from now somebody has 3 coupons for that, they'll still make it. Granted, they're still in business.
Correct. Yeah, because they literally printed X copies of No Quarter.
Yeah.
And they printed that exact same number of Iris 3s.
Mm-hmm.
So, or not Iris 3, but whatever.
Iris 1.
Whatever. Iris 1.5, whatever.
That everyone wants to use as Iris 2.
And so, as long as they only ever give one of those to somebody who turns in the magazine, mm-hmm. there will always be one for anyone who turns in the magazine. That's why you have to actually destroy your magazine to get her.
Yeah.
Yep. I have a set that I haven't turned in
yet. I might have a set. Which issues was it?
Like 14, 15, 16.
I think because I have almost a complete, because when I first started playing this, like, it was past that point in time, but just barely.
Are you sure?
And I bought some back. Well, my point is, regardless of what it is, I bought a bunch of back issues.
Sure,
like,
sure,
I'm only
sure.
missing like 4 or 5 no quarters, and I think they're like 1, 2, and 5 or something like that.
I know the Iris ones were 11, 12, and 13 or 14. I think that's the number, isn't it?
Some low double digit is the point.
Yeah. I'll look it up in a second. We'll see who's right. Well, but I'm.
It's irrelevant until I get home.
So it's going to be privateer prizes there, including a no quarter iris. Discount gains, for instance, who did our cool t-shirts that our audio listeners can't see.
You're a day late to the party.
Hey. Was there any communication about that?
I organized it with my car. I didn't know how the flaky Madison people were going to go.
Why didn't you tell us? We would have did it too.
I didn't know you guys were coming.
Whatever. You knew I was going.
You said you might, and you've done that before.
Valid.
Mm-hmm. BC Comics and Gamers Gauntlet, I assume that they're basically... Oh, they're 2 other game stores. Tectonic Craft Studios does some really awesome wood laser cutting for buildings and trays and such.
And base inserts.
And base inserts. And painting by Travis Adel and Cliff Hughes.
So where is this and when?
This is over in Flint, Michigan. This is February 13th at 11:30 in the morning.
It's coming Saturday.
Coming Saturday. Gamer Sanctuary in Flint,
Michigan. Gamer Sanctuary in Flint. Yeah. If you're in the area, you should go there.
Yep.
And even if you don't make it, you should donate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a pretty horrible cause. I mean, not horrible cause.
It's a horrible event.
This is a horrible situation.
Fuck Flint, Michigan.
It's a horrible situation that we have to donate money for. I mean, it's...
Well, I mean, to be fair, we're only the world's only remaining superpower. Why would our citizens have potable water?
Yeah. I like it when I go to my tub and it spews out brown water.
Hey, they should just be happy they can't set it on fire.
Yeah. It's. I don't understand why something had, you know, because it wasn't like a year that it's been like that over there.
Yeah, but to be fair, the government saved like a nickel.
Yeah.
Governments.
Good times.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go check it out. I think it's a worthy cause. I was supposed to say this like last week, but I forgot about it.
Well, if someone out there
in
Flint, Michigan land has like a PayPal address or something, I think that it would do well to maybe have it out there so that, like, for me, I'm certainly going to the Milwaukee event, but I would definitely like PayPal some money over just to donate to their cause.
Yeah.
We can, excuse my yawn, I apologize. We can find out the PayPal info and put it on our Facebook page or something later.
Yeah, I'll send a message over to Cliff.
And show him that we all are very hand-holdy, war machine-y people.
Yeah, that's totally the one I was thinking of, because I remember him talking about getting his hands on the No Quarter Iris, because he was all excited.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how cool Privateer Press is sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, hey, here's a model that doesn't exist usually. You can have one.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool.
It is quite legit.
Yeah, they did find, I think last Gen Con at their Press Gang party that they had, a couple extra...
Not Seawolves.
Seawolves.
Oof.
They were there. And those are pretty rare.
That's some interesting stuff. I always see people try to sell them.
You shouldn't.
You shouldn't sell them. But then there come up all these like weird moral obligations. Like, I think one of them was the guy quit the game and quit the Press Gangership and wanted to get rid of it at that point. So
I mean, it's his property. Yeah. I mean, it just, I don't see the reason to sell
it. It might
thing.
Be like that's immorally wrong because there's only been two that I've heard of going on the open market. There's probably more that have sold.
The first one that went on the open market was actually the real, real catch, because that was the one that Meg Maples painted for a PG.
Yep.
And it might be some of her best work, and that's saying a lot. Like, it had a full giant diorama base, but then it actually had a playable small base that inserted into that so you could pull it out, and it was fucking beautiful. And she couldn't get a hold of the person.
Yeah, the guy kept contacting.
Just walked, just never contacted her. She's like, I want to give you your thing back. Hello, hello. All right, eBay.
Yeah.
Speaking of PGs, I'm going to go off on a small tangent. I did apply to be a press ganger for the Baraboo folks and other outside areas. And I know that Madison has like 50 press gangers. So it might be difficult for me to get that press gangership. No. So if it does end up getting turned down for one reason, because it's been quiet on all fronts for like 2 weeks, I'm going to just talk to Privateer Press and tell them to bring one of the Madison press gangers to run a tournament in Baraboo. And I'm sure one of you will bitch about it so that I can become a press ganger.
They don't order us to go anywhere.
It wouldn't be ordered. They would just be like highly suggested that somebody come and run a tournament in Baraboo.
No, why? So you can go do it on Skype, or check in. Fuck that. No. I mean, honestly, if you want help running a tournament, I'll help you, dude.
I won't need help. I just want to become a press ganger, so I don't have to worry about. My biggest thing is I run a lot of events, and right now all of the prize support is coming directly from me. Like this last league I've run in Baraboo, I've offered up a Colossal or $140 worth of models for a raffle prize, a bunch of other templates and all this other stuff. And running these events to get the PG points, to get the prize support, is kind of the direction I want to go with it. And this PG program will make it a lot easier.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And that's generally what I do for like who's the bosses for like Adepticon or something like that. I'll go out and spend, you know, 300, 400 of my points to supplement the raffle prizes and that.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier. And the thicker prize support is at events and leagues, the more you get more people to come into it. Mm-hmm. And I'm really trying to tease away some of the Magic players who I don't hate in Baraboo to play War Machine. I think we're up to our War Machine nights in Baraboo get up to 14 people, and that's pretty decent for a town of like 2,500 people.
Mm-hmm. You say Baraboo, well, I mean, I guess there's nothing else to do.
Well, there's a lot to do. I mean, there's like...
Well, you drink while playing, right?
There are like
two bars. I was going to say, you have drinking and War Machine.
There's the circus.
There's a Walmart.
The circus museum. Come on.
Oh, it is, yeah. There's a circus out there, and then all of the rape shacks that they have.
Yeah. In the circus or the other ones?
You're going to be PG of a rape shack?
I PG Rape Shack.
That's how I'm gonna.
It's like Horse Shack.
What do you see? Too late.
Nathan's face is perfect.
You know, you would have said that.
I would have said that. Sure.
Yeah, probably. No, it's not going to be too hard.
I'm not
a press ganger over there.
I guess I'm just antsy.
It takes a while for them to go through it. Plus, we have a new quartermaster that's 6 months fresh into it. So
I'm sure it's getting to the point where we're in convention mode too. So I'm sure it's like an all hands on deck thing for them. Maybe.
I know. I don't want to say anything. I know that my purchase that I made at War Machine Weekend was just taken out within the last 2 weeks.
It's a little bit of a delay.
It's a little delay, which is fine. I mean, at least it's working, so that's good.
And Dan, when he did his PG ship not too long ago, it took him about 3 months.
Now, I'm going to pick on the brothers a little bit. Dan and his brother.
Hmm?
No, you're talking David Wanky.
David. Oh, it's Wanky. That's what I thought it was because I saw like his I always said Wanky Brothers, but it sounded kind of weird because like it sounded like masturbating.
Yes.
But then like I saw the bag said Wanky Kong.
Yes. Wonky Kong.
And that's like, is it Wonky or Wanky?
It's Wanky. He's known as Wonky Kong.
Well, that's weird. Whatever. Wanky. I'm going to call him Circle Jerk from now on.
Your internet handle doesn't have cur in it.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. So why does his have to have Wanky?
Because it just makes more sense that way. I mean,
it makes more sense if other people have their name in their internet handle, but I don't have
my internet handle in my name, so it never existed.
What?
It doesn't matter.
But his internet handle isn't in his name either.
It's on his bag.
No, Wonky is, not Wanky.
It's not Wonky like something's messed up. It's like his last name.
No, his last name's Wanky.
His last name is Wanky.
I'm done with this. I'm glad I brought a six-pack of beer with me. This is going to be a long half hour. But yeah, that was my only thing. I was just like, how do you say their last names?
It's Wanky.
Yep, Wanky.
Yes.
Wanky Janky. Janky Wanky.
But not Wonky.
Nope, not Wonky.
But you were talking about Lock and Load not being as good as,
no,
it's as not the, War Machine Weekend.
It's not that it's inconveniently that located.
It's not that I don't think it's not as good. I'm sure Lock and Load is a really cool event, and I do want to try and get out there, but I don't know if it's really going to happen for me this year. But it seems like the Midwest is kind of like the heartbeat of gaming for the most part, and a lot of the events that, or a lot of the big conventions that have, there's what, three big conventions, like big ones, like Gen Con, War Machine Weekend, Adepticon. Those are huge for War Machine.
DICON as well. You've never been there.
No, I haven't.
It's fairly big.
It's actually pretty solid. Yeah.
I know they're good enough to have like a Masters or the War Machine Weekend qualifier. I know that much. Now we've got like the Muzon Mini Convention coming up in May.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's more Midwest heartbeat stuff. So like to make your headquarters the center of your business's like release schedule, it's a little weird to me. It makes me feel a little weird. Maybe they're just trying to get more attendance. But
I think maybe they're trying to get something more settled for, make it more of a premier event. Yeah. I do wish that, well, I mean, after 2016 comes out, then it's not going to be that big of an issue, because then it'll just still be
then
a
it
year.
Will be on a 365 schedule. Yeah, right, correct. Now it's we just like really painful.
I mean, and they actually, they're situated in the Seattle area, so they want their event to be there. I mean, it's not like some, you know, conspiracy that they're keeping it out of the Midwest. It's just that's where they are.
I just think demographically, it seems like the concentration is really in the Midwest.
No disagreement, but there's also the fact that it's in June as opposed to late November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's you know, it's almost halfway through the year, exactly. It's where they are. Makes sense.
They should just move their company to Milwaukee.
I agree.
That'd be fine.
Because the whole reason that they had they said one of the advantages of being on the coast there is because they can get their stuff by boat. But Milwaukee's a harbor town. That's why it exists.
It is not a direct line from China, though.
Sure it is.
As soon as Michigan,
I'm sorry, does Cape Horn not exist?
Or the Panama Canal.
Panama Canal exists.
You stop trying to live my dream.
Dude, whichever one of us is a drug kingpin first.
Yep, that's me. I have Panama playing all the time.
And just fireworks. And the CIO will be like, where is he? Oh, wait, there it is.
Rick's got everyone beat at this point right now.
Oh, yeah, he does.
With the meth lab.
I'm surprised. Rick posted one of our PGs posted a picture of the furnace filter for his new mobile home that he bought, and it was caked in with dust in this like thing that he bought. He had to have bought it for like $5 and a ho-ho, because like this thing just looks like utter shit. And that furnace filter that you may or may not see someday probably has residue of at least 5 different chemical substances that alter your mental state. He should scrape it, roll it up, and sell it.
That's insane. Oh, yeah. My God.
There was also a hole in there where they were sticking all their empties.
Yeah,
yes. I saw that.
That one was bad, too. Yeah.
And I like the contractor tried to charge him for the drive. So the contractor, like, poured in like 70 tons or whatever of rock in a random spot they weren't supposed to. So he made them take it out.
Yeah.
And then they laid his driveway, and when they charged him for the driveway, suspiciously enough, it was like 70 tons of rock more than it should have been. It's like, what a coincidence that you're still trying to charge me for this. And he did the math, and for them to be telling the truth about the driveway, his driveway would have to be like 4 feet tall of crushed gravel.
Oh, man, that thing, that seems like he's having quite the adventure.
Yeah, I'm showing it to everybody on the live stream.
Oh, so that's good.
You can see what awesome filter just, that is.
It looks so
terrible. I would want to breathe air that went through that, for sure.
I don't think air could go through that.
Well, it doesn't qualify as air anymore when it gets through. Nah, it's just like mud seeps through your...
It's officially a carcinogenic.
That thing is Breaking Bad, the Wisconsin edition. Like, it's rough.
You put that filter on, like, it saves money for the death chamber. They just, like, blow air, a fan through that and make you breathe in.
Even better, can you imagine if the machine was a sentient being and it was, like, had that in front of its mouth trying to breathe the entire time? Oh, man, and then you remove it and then it's like...
It'd be like Marlon Brando with a Darth Vader mask.
I'm just saying, like, you think of the furnace.
That's where you go to explain how dirty the furnace filter is that his meth lab house is a living creature.
Yeah,
and this is its respirator.
I'm saying.
I feel so bad for your anthropomorphized meth lab.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is you feel bad for the poor furnace who had to work in this thing the entire time for like the past 10, 15 years. With, like, basically a muzzle over his mouth.
It's like Pierce Brosnan from the episode of The Simpsons where he's the house, but he has tuberculosis and a tracheotomy.
So there's no filter, it just goes out?
Yep. Straight up. Speaking of tracheotomies, I know what my recommendation is.
Getting a tracheotomy?
Shit, yeah, man. Or you can smoke and talk at the same time.
Could you... Never mind.
I think there's a word for that, where you stick your dick in someone's tracheotomy hole. Is that what, were we like telepathic twins there?
I'm not going to admit it, but if you can Google the word, I'm curious.
I don't know what it's called, straight up, I just don't.
I'm not going to Google what's it called when you fuck somebody in their tracheotomy hole. That's not going to be in my search history.
That's like government.
Control shift.
That's government coming down
on you.
You
can ask the chat to do that. Hey, somebody in the chat figure that out for us?
Tort, you're Australian, you don't have dignity or pride, so Google that. What?
Oh no.
I just realized... What? I have something for people.
You have something for people?
Yep.
Like right now? Oh, so like something got sent here?
Yep.
Nifty. Go get it. We can have a gift time.
Yep.
Yep.
Speaking of getting stuff, I mentioned it was coming, but I'm going to mention it arrived. One of our listeners, George, I guess it won't go anymore, but the guy I talked to, I don't know if he wants his last name on air, but the guy I talked about that worked on the animated show that's not Archer, and God damn it, I'm blanking on the name again.
Moonbeam City.
Sorry. But he sent the Starship Troopers figures, and they showed up, and they're legit. All cool, and they're bugs and stuff. And so now I look forward to playing the fuck out of Starship Troopers.
I also have recently started reaping the rewards of Crippled System Stardom, and Patrick from Indiana sent me a multipass from the Loot Crate box.
Ah, legit.
It is super legit. When I looked at that picture, though, it's like Mila Jovovich got, like, straight up drunk and took that photo. Like, that's a shame photo right there on that multipass, but I love every fucking minute of it. Ah, multipass.
I like that movie.
I do, too. I love that movie. Of course, we all must like it enough to have it be the main backdrop of the podcast.
What?
Yeah. All those fuckers who complain about what's-his-face, what's that shithead that everybody cares about? DiCaprio. All those people are DiCaprio doesn't have an Oscar. You know who else doesn't have an Oscar?
Gary Oldman.
Gary goddamn Oldman. Yep. Look at that picture. Look at him. And then now remember, that's also Dracula. Young and old were both played by him. Fucking Commissioner Gordon. Sirius Black. Like, fucking the villain from Leon.
He was Drexel.
Drexel? Like, that guy, a guy who's such a great actor, who's so deep in his role, he doesn't even remember his own voice.
Yeah, yeah. He had to get a training coach. Yeah.
He had to go to training classes to have somebody figure out where he grew up, based on where he grew up, what his voice should sound like. So he pretends to sound like what he thinks he should sound like because he can't remember his own actual voice anymore because he's so in-depth to his characters.
Nice.
I think
he should have really eight cool. fucking Oscars. Fuck DiCaprio. DiCaprio's not that good.
I did see a picture that he's circulated around on the internet of why he doesn't have an Oscar yet, and someone snapped a picture of him at an awards ceremony vaping.
Oh, yeah, DiCaprio, yeah.
Yeah.
He is a B-plus actor in A-plus-plus-plus films is why DiCaprio looks good. If you put me in a Scorsese film, I could look like I deserve a fucking Oscar, and I'm not that good either.
You're good when you're bent over.
Oh yeah, you like it.
Tort has a name.
The tracheotomy thing.
Yep.
Yeah. What is it, Tort?
Dirty Kermit.
Oh my god.
Oh man, because when you put something like in your throat, like a bubble or something, you sound like a frog, like Kermit.
But Cookie Monster's the one that had the hole in his neck for the puppet to be able to eat cookies.
Yeah.
No, if you watch video of Cookie Monster ever eating cookies, there's none that actually go into his mouth because they just go flying everywhere. Just, blah, blah, blah. All right.
We have a package.
I got something here.
Is it going at Pelcho's head?
What's in the box? There
we go. Is it Gwyneth Paltrow's head?
No, it's from Taubeast.
Taubeast!
From on the forums. It says from Taubeast on the forums.
Actually, you were in my phone as Major Tusk on the forums.
That's a Jeremy Shea reference, maybe.
This is probably going to be Nathan's day.
Oh, boy.
Potentially.
Oh, fuck.
Chocolate pies are legit.
So... he gave us a whole bunch of chocolate pies.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's pretty legit.
How many calories is this? All right.
Let me put that in my phone.
I have room for this in today's input.
Be fucking happy. I got this, like, on Wednesday, and I have not even touched it. I haven't eaten a single pie. I was going to eat one, but I chose not to. Then he got us... oh, another pie. There we go.
Oh, man.
Got some barbecue sauce.
That's the ooh, mustard.
Maurice's Southern Gold barbecue sauce.
Let me look at the ingredients list, see if I can. Yeah, what's it?
It's a yellow sauce.
It is a yellow sauce. Let's see what we got in here. We got apple cider. Oh, it's a vinegar. Apple cider vinegar and mustard. And then, yeah.
I think he was getting things that you didn't think that Wisconsinites would have.
Which this definitely is. Definitely you don't is see not something barbecue we have, sauce this color.
But pork rinds is definitely something that Wisconsinites have. But not salt and pepper. I haven't had that before.
And it's annoyingly difficult to... let me see if these are... oh, yeah, no, these are good. Hog's Heaven. Chicharrones.
And Benny wafers.
The hell's a Benny wafer?
That's something we don't have.
It looks like it's sesame seed wafers, maybe. I see sesame seeds in there.
Strange.
Egg white, sesame seed, palm oil, salt, baking powder, baking soda.
You probably need to crack that one, and that one can go around the table.
Yeah.
Never heard
of it. You open it up, Brian, while he digs for more stuff.
That is actually it.
Oh, all right.
But thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Because we did bemoan these, the chocolate pies being hard to find. And the lemons. There's the chocolate pies and the lemon pies. You always see apple and cherry.
Yeah, apple and cherry is pretty standard for what I see as far as these little packaged pies go. Every once in a while, you find the chocolate one.
Yeah, when Talby sent me he was going to send us a package, asked me what the address was, I was expecting a giant box of ketchup. But yeah,
I was like, when I had first tried to secure this multi-pass, I had thought that, oh man, maybe he plays Malifaux and he's gonna like send me anthrax. I just don't know if I want to go down that road, but everything worked out.
It was good.
Yeah.
I was like, man, this is really sweet. I wouldn't think it. I'm looking. I'm like, oh, it's just egg whites and flour and stuff. And I didn't notice that the very first ingredient was sugar.
Yeah, those are really sweet. It's interesting. Like the mix of like you get that like sesame seeds have a really like lingering like overt taste in them. But then like the sweetness on it is really actually really it's good. It makes it interesting because I don't like sesame seed sticks. But these are actually really nice.
I like sesame sticks.
Yeah, they just weren't my deal.
I've had something like that before. I think in Japan. I think something from Japan.
One of the things we got from Japan maybe was similar to this.
Yeah, this is very good.
Like those taro chips, maybe
possibly.
So yeah, that was announcements, right?
That was announcements. Yeah, we don't really have much to talk about. There was a tournament yesterday.
I can talk to you about how I don't understand why the Nerf is a card or a model.
Because they wanted to make a new Serif.
I guess that's what I feel like when I opened up the Serif Nerif kit because I wanted the new one. I looked at the Nerif card and I was just like, why does this exist? It doesn't seem that great.
It's one of those models that like there's 50 possible changes you could make, each of which would make it takeable.
Mm-hmm.
But as is, it just isn't.
It just, yeah. It's
like, so the tail, like, if the tail had reach and drag.
Yeah.
Or not, because drag's the shooting one. What's the one that, that Proteus has? Pull. But it's not called pull, because pull's the
Proteus
generic
has actual drag on his stuff.
It's drag.
Yeah, because the Artist Soldier has it too.
Maybe I'm thinking in Mark 1, the thing that the gaffer hook had was called different. Because Wrong Eye had it in Mark 1, where he'd grab you and pull it in, but it had a different name. Whatever, the point is, like if the Nerf's tail had reach and pulled you in so then he could bite you with his stronger attack or something. Yeah, or
that would make sense then, but then it would be still doing the same thing that a bunch of other beasts are already doing, so it's not really like unique at all. It is a 7-point beast that is Fury 4, but it's obviously always going to be Fury 3 because you're going to force it for the Animus to pull everything in. And that point, you're really just giving it a shitty elasticity because you can't do anything over a wall. When the biggest problem is like when you see the Nerf card and the Seraph card in the same box, you're just like, why would I ever want to build this part of the kit?
Oh, no, yeah. The ability is called pull because the generic game term, there's no such thing as a pull in the game.
Yeah,
there's only pushes. You, yeah.
Or push in the direction you want.
Sorry, brain fart.
But yeah, if you want to, I don't know if you want to go over any tournament stuff. Three of us were there, so I'm not going to like dive right into battle reports.
We should just gloss over them and then maybe kind of talk about other things.
Yeah, I had some pretty legit highlights. I don't know if you want to start off.
My highlights?
Well, yeah, sure.
My highlights were I continued the Andy's winning streak from last tournament. So
you were an 0-4 hero?
No, I actually won 1-3.
Okay, good.
1-3, yep. What are you just making so much noise.
So many noise. Yes,
so many noise.
But no, I don't want to talk about battle reports that much, but my first game was not fun. Well, it was fine. I don't even remember my first game.
Wasn't that your Signar game? You got first round Signar?
No, first round I rolled against Doomshaper 3.
Okay, so that was Davis.
Yep.
Madison local.
Yep, Doomshaper 3.
Part of my car.
He is a crazy hard caster to crack. I don't think Retribution has an answer for it at this time.
I think Thyrin would be a good one, other than trying to just shoot Doomshaper up.
What does Thyrin do for them?
A Storm Rager with a Mage Hunter Assassin can get to him pretty easy. And then the D3, the one less damage and the D3 don't matter so much.
Not against two Glacier Kings.
You just have to get around them, though. Like, I think that's the thing, is you have to, like, you have to confuse the Glacier King's target priority. You can't, like, just feed them one thing at a time.
If they know what it is, they'll just kill it.
Yeah.
I mean,
you bring Nail.
They also don't see stealth, so that's another part too. I don't know what stealth and Retribution, but
it's
nothing they care about.
Yeah,
I guess so.
Mage Hunter Strike Force, whoopty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean they really don't care about too much of Retribution. My only answer, I feel, is Virus 2.
Virus 2 or Force Wall, maybe.
There's nothing
they can't run on turn one. Which is the big thing, because they get the +2 speed.
You keep them out of the scenario, yeah.
Yep.
If I could possibly keep them out of the scenario, yeah. But they can always trample round two.
They could. I think
they need ending points, and the feat doesn't stop trampling.
The theme force says specifically,
no running round one. But he's talking about then. Oh yeah, and if you can't charge, you can't trample.
Yeah.
So all they can do is advance, but then turn two, you actually just feet with Kalissa.
And they can't target you.
They can't target you with charges, but they can still trample. But if you can block ending points, which if you know, they've got big 5-inch bases. But no, I mean it
depends.
That's a weird game. Then.
It depends on the type of scenario it is, because I feel then I have two Mountain Kings in my face, and my list was not neither one of my lists were really not Mountain Kings, Glacier Kings. Glacier. Neither one of my lists were really. Suited to handle those type of things.
Yeah.
That's fair. What about Ron?
My Ron didn't. I can't really do anything. I'm all about
it stops manipulation. Pushing.
Stops everything except for placement effects.
Or throwing.
Yeah. I don't care about throwing. I don't do anything.
No,
throwing,
I'm just saying it's just an ancillary thing.
Correct. Correct. It doesn't stop TK, but again, I've got POW 10s versus armor 1920s.
Well, I was thinking just do what Ron normally does and just fish him out.
I can't be behind two huge bases.
Yeah,
if they, they're playing, Mage Hunter Strike Force ignore models for line of sight or just terrain.
They have ghost, the ghost, or they is it ghost models. Phantom Hunter?
Right? With, yeah, Phantom Hunter, with, but that ignores models as well.
Yes. With the standard,
yeah,
and that's basically that's how I started to crack the nut. And I had a lot of bad rolls. It, but, yeah. Basically, I took care of the stone right away, and then I just had a lot of bad rolls on Doomshaper, sitting dice minus five, needing sixes to hit. From basically most of them, I should have. Or sevens to hit for most of them.
Yeah, but even then that gets rough because then half of them hit. So if you have the whole unit, you've got 11 guys. So let's say rounding up six of them hit, then dice minus five, that's still only 12 damage. Yeah. I mean, but obviously spikes can help with that, but that's just kind of rough.
It was a tough matchup, but it was fun. Second round was against Ignar. Zach.
It was a bad matchup for him.
It was slightly a bad matchup for him. I originally thought that he had Haley 1, Haley 2, so I was really grumpy that he was upset that it was a bad matchup for him, that he said it was a bad matchup for him throughout the entire first round as I'm moving my models. And then he proceeded to kill what he considered was the bad matchup in like two fell swoops.
Oh, yeah. Was it that theme force?
He did Haley 1.
Oh, and she doesn't have that theme force. That's Haley 2 that has that theme force.
Correct, yeah. Correct. He was just running with two Storm Stars. Wow, I'm going over way too much battle reports here. So, lost against that. My third round was against a Madison local, Steven Sill, who was playing Zal 1. And I just ended up just doing the Ron to him. Second turn, fished him deep, like just outside a kill box on his side, pulled him into me, and then just murdered him. My fourth round was against, who did I take on last round?
You weren't next to me at all. Fourth round, I think that.
That was Johnny. It was Johnny from.
You were right next to me. It was Johnny with the double veil lists.
Yep, with veil two and. That I had troubles because basically Retribution has troubles against stealth and she has occultation. So I took my Ron list against that. I had some bad positioning on my part. I didn't do any priorities. I didn't kill off certain people. So I wasn't able to kill two of his heavies during my feat turn, in which he had five heavies in that list.
Yep.
Yeah. And if I did do that, if I would have killed that other heavy, then his Retribution would not have basically wiped out both my Phoenixes. I would have had still both Phoenixes on the table, and then it would have been a much different game at that point.
Yep.
But, yeah, I'm continuing the tradition. I've only won one game out of the last eight that I've played.
No, that's the wrong way to look at it. Last event, you went 0-4. Yep. This event, you went 1-3.
Oh, so I'm 50% next
time. You're up. Next time, you'll go 2-2. Time after that, 3-1. So three more events from now, you're going to go undefeated.
All right.
Just keep hitting that brick wall.
Keep that. The thing is, I'm switching to mercs though now.
That's fine. Whatever.
You don't see Earthbreakers a lot now.
You can go 2-2 with mercs.
They don't. That was the other thing is I don't see Earthbreakers anymore, and it saddens me. I want to see the pain in other people's eyes when I you know
Gordon Boom
hit my Thor, and the Earthbreaker goes okay boss, and then Durgan goes ba boom, and then Earthbreaker goes ba boom, and then shit dies.
Yep.
Actually, it's ba-boom, and then followed by a lot of boom, 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 boom. And then shit dies.
It's like your little, what do they call those?
Little nipple guns?
The little cylinder. They're like basically shit. Like a drum that people beat into in Florida, and it's like a touristy thing. The stupid tin drum things.
Yeah, they're called steel drums.
Steel drums. It's basically
glad we got there.
Yeah. All right.
Jesus.
So
Brian, that was like a normal Andy roundabout way to get to something. I mean,
it works.
Yeah.
So Brian, give us a rundown of your matchup and your highlight.
Okay. Try not to go into my
round one. I faced Vale 2. I faced Johnny. Andy's last round. I took Butcher 3 into Vale 2. And he tried to shoot a Great Bear, needing an 8 with an Angel, and missed. So he didn't get to Refuge back. And then he put another Angel right behind him. And so Ruin ate two Angels that turn. And it was kind of downhill from there for him. Round 2, I faced John Acker. He was playing Fist of Halak. I kind of guided him to a victory with that.
Mm-hmm.
What?
What do you mean?
He didn't realize he could do certain things like run the Tyrecom and still give out battle plans and the way to do certain things. Like, just, I've played the list multiple times before. It used to be my list, so I helped him a little bit. Those. Yeah, manufacture certain things.
You know what you shouldn't do?
Help him manufacture certain things. I should have said it all after the game, yes. Mm-hmm. But he ended up winning by charging Butcher. He ended up clearing out the last Chaosy Assassin that was blocking a trample. If he had trampled, he would have only gotten one good attack on Butcher, needing a 10 to hit. But he cleared it, so he got a fully load, you know, just loaded up and went in. So I lost that. Round three, I faced Sorcha 1 with Irusk 1. I have forgotten how threatening Sorcha's list can be. He killed me on the top of 2. That was very frustrating.
Sorcha 1. Nice.
Did she wind rush charge you, or did she...
She wind rushed walked. I walked forward 6 inches.
She still should charge.
No, there was nothing for her to charge.
Oh, so, wait, what? No. I mean, so she didn't charge. She didn't personally charge and kill your cast.
No, it was just that she got the stationary.
She got the stationary. Winter rush to get the feed out.
I think Jason was experimenting with the Ocean's 18.
Similar thought to it. He runs a full unit of rifle corps. I don't agree with it, but it worked for him. Yeah. I mean, even when you're stationary.
Nyss are better.
Nyss are better. There's a bunch of other things that are better, in my opinion. Conquest is not good in that list. Yeah, he has a Conquest and Behemoth.
A Conquest?
That's a lot. That's a big battle group for Sorcha.
Well, he has Behemoth being run by Malakov.
Okay.
Which is better, but I still wouldn't. I'd just put Behemoth on her.
Mm-hmm.
I used to run a very similar list to that. I mean, when you're standing behind a wall, you still need sixes to hit with a rifle core.
Yeah.
By the way, you know what's good is pork rinds with salt and pepper and garlic.
I'll try one. I've never been a big fan of pork rinds, but you twisted my arm.
Yeah.
You held the bag of food in front of
They're
my
so
face.
They're so melty.
And then my last round was against Matt Wanky, and he dropped down Jarl. I dropped down Urusk because I was just going to be playing
Urusk. Wait, isn't it Wonky?
Wank your penis.
He was having a rough day at the end of that, so it ended up being I got the assassination on Jarl.
Mm-hmm. Jarl does go down well.
Yes. He had Quicken, so it was difficult, but boosted attack rolls make it a little bit easier.
Yeah.
And I killed off both his beasts. He only had 2 beasts on Jarl. He had 2 on Horthal.
Horthal.
Yeah. No, Horthal. No, you're right.
Horthal's the long rider. Yeah. Horgel is Iron Strike.
Fair.
You're talking that way.
Fair. So, yeah, he had a pyre and a slag on that.
Damn it. Fucking pork rinds. The aftertaste on it makes me feel like I have pig hair stuck on my fucking
Or just wash it down with that shit.
That's what I'm working on.
I tried to wash it down with one of these, but nobody else is allowed to eat these anymore.
So
the Benny wafers are all mine, like the Benny Gesserit.
So I went 2-2. I'm learning.
That's
Urusk
one better than Andy. We got a pattern going. I hope this Brian went 3-1.
No, he didn't. Spoiler alert.
Fuck.
But I'm learning Urusk 1. I think he's really powerful, and especially the list that I'm running with him. There'll be a Cripple System podcast up or a battle report up with that shortly. That'll show that list.
Hopefully, you read Wednesday. The back of Irusk's card. Unlike some other people who were on battle reports.
Yes, I did recently. Actually use assault and quick work.
Okay.
In that battle.
Spoilers, motherfucker!
Well, at least it wasn't forgetting martyrdom or awe.
I didn't forget martyrdom.
No, I mean, Crewfoot did. Like, I love Jeremy. Oh. He's a great guy, but like when you take Harbinger and don't look at that back card.
Honestly, the thing, martyrdom is more of a really big thought process to do because
yeah, it is.
If you fuck it up, you might lead yourself very open to a range assassination. I played her for like a good year, and I don't remember like 3 times. I remembered awe. It was because I had a giant placard on my. Game.
You know what's a really, really good passive ability on a caster?
Aw.
Aw.
So, yeah, that was my goal.
Yeah, I ended up going 2-2. I had a really good time. I'd only played Lilith. I had brought Lilith 2 and Vale 2, and I'd only played Lilith 2 once and Vale never. So round one, I ended up pulling Celeste.
Yep.
And she dropped Bradygus, and I figured I'm going to take E-Lilith and just try and shoot her off the table. Hope for an opening.
Celeste played Bradygus?
I know, surprise.
What?
It's the first game she played since War Machine Weekend. Yeah.
She did end up putting... She ended up... The big deal was she put up Mystic Wards on turn two and had two Shield Guards on her. So I'm like, okay, I feed, and that's that. So
why
that
did
you have
Flesh of Clay up?
She did have Flesh of Clay up.
He killed her. Killed him
sure
through that.
Sure, shit, I did.
All right.
But yeah, I'll take the risky assassinations because I knew if I didn't get it, I was gonna lose. I can't take that many.
Well, that's Lilith off the game table. In general.
Yeah.
You either assassinate or you lose.
Mm-hmm. I'll play the dice a lot. Like I just don't care, and Travis mm-hmm. knows that really well. But round two, I ended up getting into Ethan. I think. Yeah, Ethan. And played against Kruger 2 and dropped Lilith into that. Ended up learning that she should never be on the far side of the board in an incursion. She should probably play more towards the middle. I lost on scenario, but I really had him by the balls the whole game. Ah. Round three, I ended up dropping Vale 2 into runes. And I ended up storming through that one, making a lot of use out of admonition and refuge. And then... I ended up getting the one transfer target gone, which was the Axer from Full to Nothing. And then Mulg and the Earthborn had been too busy taking out Earthborns to be open transfer targets. So it
taking
was
out what?
Taking out Earthborns?
No, Angels? Earthborn and the Scythians. They were trying to take out Sorry. Scythians. Okay. So there were no transfer targets for Doomshapers, so it was double obliterate, Ravagor shot, and an Angelius got the armor pierce on him. So yep.
That's the thing.
That took him out. In round four, I ended up playing against Derek. I remember his name. Derek. I think it's Derek. But he dropped Gatsby 3 into Lilith 2. And I just want that game seemed really rough. Like, Gatsby just is a really good...
Dustin,
there we go. Sorry. His little girl was Megan. She's adorable.
She is.
But we played a... I took a chintzy assassination run, and it just didn't work out for me. So I ended up just like... doing something stupid again and gave Deathjack my caster.
Oh,
so
nice.
That was the end of my day, and I learned a lot. I loved Legion enough to where I'm stuck on it. I'm just going to play it.
All right, so I'm switching to Crix. It'll be a 20 Crix team.
No,
for
I'm
Andy.
Doing the acid trip.
You're doing it once.
Fuck you. I'm going to go. I'm going to play
you're
acid
gonna do
trip
it once
until I don't win a tournament with it.
You're
okay. That was a legit motherfucker.
Okay.
You're going to do acid
Shit
trip
down
once.
Your throat with
uh-huh.
it.
And then you're just going to have flashbacks.
Seen it?
Yes.
It's good. Fuck you. I'll wreck your... You're playing Kator? I'll wreck your shit any day of the week with that list.
It really would, too. Like, I looked
Only
at that
would
and I'm like...
Butcher 3 list.
What are you doing next weekend? We can record a new battle report.
Yeah, another here one. We go. We'll go with yeah. the...
Well, once
with,
Mobius comes out, yeah, we don't want to record with a proxy.
Yeah.
That's true.
I got to see the preview model, and it's like probably the most depressing thing ever. Like, it's literally a bloat thrall with one piece that you stick on the top of
yeah,
it.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like Master Blaster. Yeah.
It is Master Blaster, but like just to sit there and be like, here's this one piece and this is new model. Yeah. Thank you.
I just thought of something
it was
great,
also
but
kind
I
of
know
an
it
an
can't possibly work, so I have
the
to
bloat
thrall
might look a little different.
I mean, it's a different model than the bolt thrall, but oh, it's yeah.
Nothing.
The picture that we saw too seemed like it was out of focus too.
Yeah. The one that I'm really sad I didn't get to see yet was the Gristle 1 resculpt. I have not seen the picture of that from anybody from LVO.
Oh,
I need to see it.
Was it there?
Yeah. It was what? There.
I mean, they had a picture of it up on the PP website.
On their PP website, but it's different to see the model. I want to see like how big she actually is. Like I want to For so Gristle 1.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
The running
Yeah,
one.
She doesn't look like she's got a cleft palate anymore.
Well, you could tell how big it is. She's on a medium base.
And just when you see the studio pictures, it just looks like I don't get the full, like, picture of, like, Angelia, or, like, Ravagor's.
It has
Ravagor's.
A rotate.
Well,
it rotates.
Yeah, I know you can do the 3D
like
rotation,
no
but my
to understand the size. Like,
my computer
put, like, 13th next to it.
Will blow up.
Or something.
You can take any of the pictures of any of the neutrals and put her next to it. The base size is consistent.
I'm sure, but that's work. I want to see it. I always thought Ravagors were tiny because Carnivians were probably like the most neutered looking beast I'd ever seen in my entire life. But when I started playing with Ravagors and Scythians, I was like, that thing's fucking big.
Yeah.
Wait till you see. The funny thing is when Privateer first released the pictures for the, not Typhon.
Proteus?
No, not Proteus. What is the smaller?
Zerial?
Tariff.
Tariff.
The yeah, rake that's on bigger legs?
No,
he's a Carnivian, just smaller.
The Tariff is a medium base.
Yeah, yeah. He's their light
medium base. But when they first released it, it did look like it was a huge base.
That'd be cool.
It looked like, or not a huge base, but a large base model.
Well, and it's then, like the Seraph came with a large base, but in the rules in Mark I was a medium beast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just had all the rules for being a light beast, and they were like, fuck, we made it too big. Include a large base and just let it be weird.
That was the same thing with the Ram Hands, too, if I'm not mistaken. They had to make him bigger because he was supposed to be on a medium base.
That makes sense.
He was supposed to be a light war beast.
But yeah. You know you can't use your Jack Marshall point if you're knocked down?
Interesting. I guess... Because you can't do, you can do star actions when you get up from being knocked down.
A warjack cannot gain one of these benefits while it's controlling Jack Marshall is knocked down or stationary. That sucks.
If he is knocked down, then yeah, but if he's up after he gets,
I said while knocked down. Yeah, my point is like you're like he's a Marshall Jack, so he gets a free pseudo focus.
You don't get the pseudo focus if he's knocked down.
Yeah, we're not talking about the drive.
Okay, gotcha.
The Jack itself, like the buying attack or something like that, can't do that if it's Jack Marshall is knocked down, fleeing, or stationary.
Like Jack Marshall's really needed that hit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it makes sense because they're supposed to be controlling it with hand motions.
Another thing that I want to switch to Crix then too is if people are playing Jack Marshall, they get free Jacks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Well, that's what I do with Acid Trip. What kind of Jacks do you have in your Butcher 3 list?
Ruin.
So you mean you have a Seether?
You mean the non-character? I thought it would only work on non-characters.
You can make him into a Seether.
Machine rates don't work on characters. Oh, okay. I can sure as shit reassemble that guy's corpse.
Sure.
Not into a Harrower.
You can try.
I like Harrowers, too.
Harrowers and Seethers, that's like the age-old argument for Withershadow Combine, in my opinion. Like, Seethers run independently completely. Harrowers kind of need to have infantry around them to make them run well. And they're only mat 6.
They so. Like having the focus. The Seether
gets a free focus, yeah.
Free focus and free charges.
Yeah.
No, I'll turn Ruin into... Do you keep him in your deployment zone, or does he ever actually move forward?
He moves forward when he needs to finish something.
Ruin's like the prequel to Butcher Delivery.
That's why...
Well, you can't do it because you have all your character jacks in the other list, you fucker. That's why you have Malice in that list, so you can pull.
I have a Reaper.
Well, that works Reaper. Too. But Malice works better because he can...
What?
What's the range of the Reaper?
I don't know.
Malice works
plus
better.
Plus he walks, so he 14. Walks 14.
So we have the same same threat range.
Yeah, but you have to kill something else.
No, I don't.
He has Boundless Charge, so...
I have Energizer.
No, my point is if you stay 14 inches away from my army, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm. I just need to stay 14
inches away. The other thing,
Reaper.
Though, too, is the...
Yeah.
Tort does bring up a point, and I remember it being brought up some other place as well, that it can't, Seether gets a free focus, it can't actually use it because it doesn't have... when it's autonomous.
It does get to still charge for
it
free.
It can still charge for free. So it doesn't get this free focus, but it has that free charge.
Oh,
correct.
Because the Seether says allocated?
Correct.
Autonomous Jack cannot
is not part of the battle group, so it's not
It's
allocated.
Not like Death Jack where he just yanks them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Correct. Frown time. Shucks.
Yep.
That's all right.
Crix needs a little bit of a boost to their Jacks anyways.
Yeah. They need a boost.
They do. I mean, they just got to have the best models in the game.
For everything.
There was a thread about somebody complaining about how the Stalker was too good and was ruining the game. And it was a huge design oversight by Privateer Press. They would release the Stalker, and it just wasn't fair.
Yeah.
And
the
Crix Stalker, not the Circle Stalker.
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm reading the thread, I'm like, no, wait, that's right. He's just insane. Like, I kept wanting to switch it to the other Stalker because that would make sense.
I thought he was trolling it too, and I didn't realize that he was actually very serious about
the
conversation.
It's too good. It's blah, blah, blah. It's like if you look at it sideways, it explodes. Like,
exactly. It is a really good Jack, but having natural stealth and defense 15 and mat 7,
it's natural enemy.
It's really good.
It's natural.
It's not broken.
Correct. It's natural enemy is a stiff breeze.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's a same
drifting AoE. Yeah. When you drift an AoE onto it, it drops its legs. Fuck.
Yeah, I think it's armor 13.
Yeah, no, yeah, just heavy breathing will kill that jack. Same thing with, also, if you try to assemble it too, it's heavy breathing will break that yeah. jack as well. But it's like all the Slayer chassis jacks, like the Seether and yeah. the Slayer, everything there. Yeah. A hard hit to the five, it'll destroy that.
That's why the Death Jack is like, a fucking grudge, a good man. Jack, but he's not inherently broken.
That's what I needed.
Because he's a Crix jack still in theory, I guess.
His immediate healing after killing off living models is a very good thing. Because
he fucking killed that guy, like, kills seven or eight things and healed a full, and it's like, fuck you.
He's also 12 points?
Yeah.
Like, he's that's worth
expensive.
Every goddamn Excuse point that's
you,
on
the
him.
The Behemoth is how many points?
The Behemoth has armor-piercing fists that he doesn't have to use a star action for. And when he's done killing things, he can fire two AoEs.
Okay, go fuck yourself. Hold on. What's his mat?
Five, probably.
Six.
Okay. Oh, so it's better than what
it's
I thought.
It's better than what you so thought. So it's good. It's 13 points for a mat six, rat four. And if you decide to shoot after you've hit, you suffer minus two to that rat.
Whatever.
Doesn't matter. It's POW eights. It's going to murder everything it hits.
Yeah. POW seven.
Oh, it's only 14s on those? Yeah. Oh, darn.
Oh, and he also, if he wants to boost those hits, you can still load him up with six focus, right?
You can put it in the subcortex.
Six focus. Ooh.
Whatever.
That's Kator not coming casters. Off the caster.
Kator casters are like that kid in high school that always showed up 2 hours late to a class that isn't even happening anymore because they just hang out in the backyard until the rest of the army's dead. And they're like, okay, what's left? Oh, your caster. I'm going to go get him. Kator players are stupid.
Grumble. I need to see what's in your Butcher 3 list, because it's not fair that you know my list. I bet I can wreck that shit. Does it have infantry?
Yeah.
They're all dead.
Oh, Nathan?
That's fine.
Ruin's dead. And then the Butcher's dead. Venithrax will personally kill the Butcher.
Oh, that will be great. I would love to see that.
It could probably happen.
We're going to do like Matt 8 POW 20 or something on Venithrax?
Yeah.
So we're going to play it hardcore style too, so I'll have the actual kill box that's like the 12-inch square in the center.
Yeah.
All right. Somebody told me in chat to tell you that David Lynch is a great director.
Okay.
And he should make the next Turtles movie.
Make the next Turtles movie? Yeah. I would fucking love it if David Lynch made the next Ninja Turtles movie. That would be so good, because then I could avoid a Turtles movie and a David Lynch movie
at the same time.
That would be like David Lynch shooting Killer Tomatoes from outer space.
That's Killer Clowns.
No, I mean, think Killer Tomatoes is
they
also
weren't from
a
outer,
thing.
They
no,
weren't from outer space.
It was just Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
And Return of the Killer Tomatoes. And I watched the cartoon show, too.
I did watch the cartoon show.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. But they always... then I'm like...
Now
I've
got that fucking theme music stuck in my head.
Attack
of the Killer Tomatoes.
I'm trying to weave in the Fox Force 5 joke, too. From Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, catch up.
For ketchup.
So your list is literally just Butcher, his 2R guy, a War Dog, and Ruin.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Butcher. Everything else is dead, like, bottom of one.
Butcher and stuff to get Butcher there. That's basically what he does.
It's a Butcher delivery system.
Yep. Yeah, but... the best Butcher delivery system is, like, Clam Jacks and mm-hmm. Ruin and Beast 09. You're just like, this is the V formation.
Not against Signar.
Come get it. I don't know. It's all right.
Domination says no.
Well, if a Haley player actually notices Domination is on their card, then sure.
The good ones
Haley
do.
Player I play
as Iron Mother, I dominate the Clam Jacks. It's hilarious.
But they're pillow fisted, so they
yeah. But then they're dead.
Then they're open.
Dominate says target like Clam Jack dies. Armor 17, defense 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
A charging good. Gobber can kill that.
I think you overestimate the Gobber's presence on the table.
You underestimate the Gobbers.
No, I don't.
All right. I'm putting it into the War Machine talk.
Okay.
We should go into recommendations.
There was one Zappity Grumble because you didn't call for him. They just want to know what Brian was going to do. What faction were you going to jump to next?
I'm all in on Legion right now.
Didn't you say that about Crix a week ago?
Well, yeah. That was part of the... like. There were many factors that turned me off on Crix. One of them was that I was bashing my head against the wall that is Kruger 2 with Gaspy 2, and that was a horrible fucking game.
Why?
Terrible. Because I don't do anything.
Don't you just, like, win?
No, yeah. I don't just win.
Why not?
Because I can't charge anything. Like, Kruger shuts me out of the zone, pushes me out of it, and then next turn I can't get into it.
Why can't you charge him? Does he have...
Because his feet is -3 speed and he put... Or -2 speed and he pushes you 3 inches.
Is models activating within get -2 or models
No, it's within... the pulse of everything within the 14
Wait, if
inches.
You get hit by his feet, you have -2 to your speed.
Right. My point is, the guys you're charging with didn't exist when he feeded.
No, I try to do that too, but then the thing is that all the... There's heavy war beasts in front of him, and he's bringing the Una boat, and Watcher is a cocksucker with Fergaspy. You're like, I charge with one Bane Knight. Okay, I watch her in front of all the other Bane Knights. You can't. The Bane Knights will, like, try to kill it, but they won't, because as soon as it's almost dead, he'll be like, okay, I watch her away.
Don't you just feet and kill all of its beasts, then?
No. Like Kruger and Gaspy 2 is just a really bad match.
Sixes.
It's just not good. It was not a fun time.
If Tartarus is still alive.
Well, sure. So just keep
Tartarus and then alive. If Tartarus is still alive, you still have to make sure you can get him into his 2-inch walk and the 9-inch curse.
Three.
Or 3-inch walk, yeah. I always reverse the two. But I lose at 0 control points into their 5 every time.
Okay.
Zachary. I was going to say, you could still charge something else of yours and curse one of his things.
Not if you're speed.
Not
debuff.
If I'm speed -2. I can't charge shit.
Yeah. All right. Zappity. Crumble. Whatever. I asked Cliff to see if he actually had a PayPal address. There isn't, but I'm sure they could do actual donations over to the food bank of Eastern Michigan.
That'd be worth it.
And then probably put in notes in there saying it's coming from that event, so they can track it.
Yeah.
And give them proper credit for it.
Show them how cool War Machine people are.
Yep.
We're pretty legit.
There was some questions that somebody had, and...
We could probably go over a few of them real quick.
Well, it just... Oh, God, we do have a couple. We should make these fairly quick here, because we don't want to be on here
that
long.
Lightning round.
All right. My Blood Bowl meta in Iowa City is nervous that the new GWBB figures are going to be... intentionally cast on a larger scale to try and invalidate other companies' figures.
Guaranteed, because GW hates you.
Yeah, I mean, they're
100% certain.
They're still going to do that. I mean, it doesn't change the fact for the past 15, 20 years that you've been playing Blood Bowl, that you've been using outside game miniatures. So?
The game is
Blood Bowl still.
The other thing, too, that's kind of as an aside to this is that GW does make good-looking models, so if they increase the scale... Chances are, if the game appeals to you, you're still going to buy them anyways.
Correct.
Although, what's funny is it will invalidate your pitches.
No, the pitch will stay scale. The same. Well, we don't
depending
know
on how scaled up the models are.
Is the pitch
point
only
is,
like 3x3 in there too?
No, the pitch is it's still a board. It's and all the passing rule templates are going to be the same. Are you?
My point is, if let me get a different thing. If this is the size of a square on a pitch, and that's the new model size, your pitch is invalidated.
That would also mean that they would be making some ridiculously sized Blood Bowl boards.
Doesn't have to be that over the top, but my point
Thanks
is...
for the mess on the table now.
There's no mess on the table. The point is that if the model's larger, it might not even fit in those squares anymore.
Possibly. But at the same time, too, if it's going to use the same grid configuration... It doesn't matter what size the pitch is because you can use whatever you want as the models to play that game.
And if they do scale it up, you just scale it back down. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Done and over with.
Yeah. You can keep on playing Blood Bowl using your same models. Yeah. It doesn't matter unless you really, really like the look of those new models.
Jabbity!
You're paranoid Zappity.
Yeah. Second question. I would like to make battle reports with voiced over commentary. However, my microphone always picks up my breathing. How do I get around this?
My nostrils are punched, so most of the air goes out of the holes in a different direction.
Easiest answer.
Don't breathe?
Yep, exactly. No.
If you tried being one of the undead.
easiest way is a pop filter. Pop filter will help mute some of the sounds that are coming in. It'll help deaden some of the... Like, honestly, the main reason why we got pop filters is Nathan does pronounce his P's very, very... effectively.
Yeah.
So that's why we got the pop filters. The other thing is try not to breathe directly into the mic as well. You find yourself breathing, kind of tilt your head to the side and talk like this.
punch your nostrils.
That's what Tayson Day says in his video. I turn my mouth away from the mic to breathe.
So I don't breathe.
Yep. Exactly. Yep, chocolate rain. Look it up. Zabity.
Tim Simpson wants to know Team Cap or Team Iron Man.
Iron Man is all for the registration. Cap is not. I'm not. I'm with Cap.
I want to be with Captain America, but I kind of want to go with Iron Man.
Morally, I'm with Cap, but Iron Man's team looks like it'll win in a fight.
Yeah,
that's true, too.
Zappity.
Which one has the Hulk?
Well, Brian has an opinion here.
Well, he doesn't say.
Neither team has the Hulk. Hulk's wandering around somewhere because he's got blue balls.
I guess he's got to. He's got like a story arc that's going from Cap into Thor's Ragnarok as well.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Well, that's what they said.
Well, he's also supposed to have another Hulk coming out. I'd be team Cap.
Maybe eventually they'll make a good Hulk movie.
The moral high ground is Hulk Captain America.
Yes.
Come on. You tell me you didn't like watching Tim Roth get kicked into a tree.
I liked that part.
It wasn't a good movie. And all the ridiculously awesome Abomination Hulk fight at the very end of the movie.
Oh.
Yeah, it was all right.
That was good.
The movie had flaws.
Yes.
But it was good overall.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Zappity grumble.
It wasn't bad.
Zappity Grumble!
Did Brian Geezy and Jeremy both quit War Machine? Brian's taking a break. Jeremy, fuck knows.
I'm sure Jeremy would happily play if he was allowed to.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess Jeremy hasn't quit War Machine.
But Katie did.
Jeremy has no control over...
The Legion models are in the same closet his balls are in.
Zappity. What's the best place to get a case of Spotted Cow and two women if you're passing through on the highway?
Literally any gas station. Or not gas
Pick
station.
And save.
Any grocery store.
Even most grocery station. Stores in Wisconsin.
Gas stations will have Spotted Cow. They won't have two women.
Spotted Cow is the big one. Mm-hmm. Two but women any, is ga- is grocery store.
Yeah, any grocery store, any liquor store.
Yep. Zappity. It's pretty standard.
Grumble.
All right. Nice. What gets Michael Bay's dick harder? Underage girls or massive civilian casualties?
Massive underage girls.
Yeah, I was gonna say combination. It's like same. You like combination of both.
Yeah. Underage girls.
It's happening.
I just want to go on record as saying that Michael Bay is a pedophile.
He's going to drive that nail in the coffin.
Oh, no, he'll never work with us.
No, yeah.
Is the coffin an underage girl?
Yeah.
It's, oh.
It's
oh.
Michael Bay's oh. tiny, talentless dick.
Does Nathan's hatred of David Lynch extend to Twin Peaks?
It is so overrated. It's so fucking terrible. Like...
It's just weird to be weird.
And it's weird to be pretentious. You know, again, you look at Brazil and you see symbolism that means something and there's a reason for it. And then you look at fucking Twin Peaks and you're like, oh, I have a backwards talking dancing Czechoslovakian midget because I'm a piece of shit. I don't get it. And if you like it, you're stupid.
Okay.
The only reason people watch it because they were all high on cocaine at the time.
I never watched it.
That's the you Brazilian thing terrible. To do.
Tort says that Michael Bay has a piece of paper in his pocket that proves he is not a pedophile.
Yes.
Brazilians are cocaine and La Bamba.
What?
Lombada. That's what I was going for. Yeah, the Lombada. Yep.
I was talking to people at work. I don't trust Brazilians.
Why?
Because they should speak Spanish. Everyone else south of the Rio Grande speaks Spanish, but those assholes are like, oh, Portuguese.
You know I don't trust
that. And I know their cover story. It's just weird that amongst all that continent, they're all speaking Spanish except those sneaky Brazilian bastards.
Okay, Americans speak 5 different languages depending on which region you're in.
I know, we speak American.
How many Brazilians do you know that you care what they're actually saying?
Just saying.
Honestly, Nathan, do you want them to talk?
Listen, at work we were deciding that there's certain races that people aren't racist against enough. You know, we focus on the old standby equality. 4 or 5. That's the thing. It's like nobody's like, oh, those Prussians, like
blacks, Jews, and Mexicans.
They don't exist
those
anymore.
That's the foundation of racism,
right
there.
That's the thing. And nobody's like, oh, you just can't trust people from Swaziland. You know, like I've decided that I'm going to be racist against Brazilians because
exactly.
I don't think
Maybe
anybody
we should
is.
Just go back to hating the Tutsis.
Like, oh, we're still good at the World Cup. Nobody fucking cares, Brazil.
Exactly.
I got Pele's not around anymore. You can suck a dick, you non-Spanish speaking weirdos.
Pele's still alive.
But he's not playing football anymore.
Sure. That's definitely. It would be funny to watch him try to play
soccer. There you go. That's the way to piss off.
All right. So, okay. Has anybody here been playing XCOM 2?
No.
Nope.
Not yet.
You've been a character in someone's XCOM.
I know. I keep getting updates.
I think that's the reason why we're all here today, as well as because XCOM 2 does not exist in our lives yet.
I have tomorrow off.
Oh, no. So Tort asks this. They've been wanting on the chat for us to talk about XCOM 2. Unfortunately, none of us have played yet.
When we got to recommendations, we were going to talk about it because I was going to recommend it.
Okay.
Yeah,
so Tort asks...
Pry Brian off of it.
This is the last Ebony Grumble.
Okay.
Which member of the Crippled System team is most likely to panic and kill a friendly, get mind controlled, and that's it. Also a Crippled System XCOM squad. What are your nicknames? Nathan is a dickbag. Not sure of the rest.
A dickbag, just dickbag.
Yeah, he's dickbag McGoose.
Dickbag McGoose.
Yeah.
Jeremy's obviously most likely to be mind controlled because, you know. Case in point.
Katie's an alien.
Katie's playing, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you might be on the edge there, too, because if somebody mentions ketchup, you'll just be like, I'm done.
That's what's happening. It's like the aliens aren't mind-controlling. The aliens are just like, that guy next to you says ketchup's delicious. Just shoot him in his stupid wrong head.
I just remember one of my failed XCOM missions from way back in the day. I remember my plane... landing, and they had that overview, that cutoff view of the plane.
Yeah.
And I had one of my guys first see an alien the second we landed.
Yeah.
So he shot him, and like, I'm just going to sit here while everybody's in Overwatch. And then suddenly an alien outside of the plane, mind control, and my guys threw a grenade on the ground, just killed everybody in the plane.
Yeah, that's why you don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I did not know that.
Scatter. Yeah. Once those ethereals show up, holy shit, scatter.
No, it was one of the little Greyman could mind control too.
Early in the game, the sectoids can't, but the like sectoid commanders and stuff can. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That was the day. All right.
I have no XCOM nicknames. If it were on a console, I'd play it.
It is.
Then I should probably
not
play
yet.
It.
Not yet.
If it's XCOM only on a console, PC, no. I'd play it.
Do you have a PS3?
I have a 4.
You don't have a 3
no.
though. Okay, because I still own XCOM for my PS3, and I can't play it because I bought it, and the next day my PS3 died, and I cried for a month.
That is a
because I was just holding XCOM and just weeping because I had been waiting 20 fucking years to play the new XCOM.
My computer, when I turn it on now, sounds like a wheezing chainsaw. That's pretty bad. I think it's full of flock and paint.
All right, we should start cutting this short.
I recommend XCOM 2 because it's an XCOM game, and every XCOM game ever has been a fucking masterpiece. And according to reviews, this is the best one ever.
I did ask Brian to see if he wanted to be on to do the audio commentary for the battle report we did today, and maybe be on the podcast today. He said he didn't want to put on pants.
Fair enough. Yep. Did you tell me he didn't have to?
Because I just said shirt. Yep, that sounds fine.
If you pull him away from XCOM, his raging boner will go away.
Well, he said he was typing about XCOM, and somebody's like, "You need both hands to play." He's like, "I'm not typing with my hands."
So for my recommendation, I'm going to go with the season 10 of X-Files. The reboot's really awesome. I enjoyed, like, Hulu has the first 3 episodes.
The
were-creature
episode.
Oh, the were-creature episode was fucking golden.
I have not seen past episode one yet.
You need to keep going.
I'm willing.
Each episode has been better than the previous. I like 2 more than 1, and I like 3 more than 2.
Nice.
It's legit, like, straight up. It gives that like comedy value that X-Files kind of secretly had and just like blasts it. Plus you get to see a seductive Gillian Anderson.
Hello? I'm Catbug Love 69. I guess that's my nickname. I would Catbug.
Probably.
Yep, I would go with that.
What are you up on these days?
My recommendation. We just watched it this afternoon and it's probably one of my favorite sci-fi movies. I think it was 2012.
Wait, what? Hold on. I'm back. Are we still talking about X-Files?
No.
I did mention Gillian Anderson being seductive.
Yeah, that was a cool scene.
Legit.
I just want to say for the summary, Episode 1 was all conspiracy again. Episode 2 was a cool just monster of the week. Mm-hmm. And episode 3, I really like because it reminded me of the vampire one. Because it's that super high comedy that you sometimes got in a really good X-Files.
Anyway, I do want a rehash of the Jim Rose Circus episode from the early years. That was perfect.
By the way, Raylene brought brownies, and they're still warm.
Ooh. I could do without. I know a lot of they're big fan favorites. Are the Lone Gunmen?
Well, they're all dead. So, ta-da.
What?
Yeah, they all died like in the finale. They died in like season 8 or something.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They killed them all off.
Oh.
In episode 2, I thought they were coming back.
I might have missed out.
Well, like Mulder and Scully left the show, and then they limped on with like Robert Patrick and Xena and whatever. Yeah. And they killed off the Lone Gunman.
Oh, that's okay. Well.
But were we talking about a sci-fi show of 2012?
Sci-fi show of 2012. It's kind of it was a web series that was made into a movie. I think I made you watch it. It's Hewell's Forward Into Dawn.
Oh yeah.
It's I mean, you don't have to like the Halo mythos. You don't have to like Halo. It's just a really well done sci-fi flick.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I liked it a lot. It was a good standalone. I'm not a huge Halo fan, but that was really well done. It was almost like Starship Troopers esque. Yep.
I'd recommend checking it out. I think it's on Netflix or Hulu.
And it was cool to see Master Chief from not behind his eyes, like to see other people who all of a sudden see like this 10-foot tall unkillable monster beast just show up and wreck shit.
Yeah. It to be honest with you, it does get me interested in playing their game to see what's in the history of it. I know it's just basically, most of the time, it's just a bro multiplayer shooter.
Yeah.
But they've done Destiny has got a decent amount of backstory. They never tell you anything about it, but they have that feeling that there's a lot of backstory to it.
There is.
I would like to explore.
They release it through their little events and patches, so there's a lot that does come out. It's just kind of like they blue ball you for a little while.
Yeah. So it's got me wanting to actually play the campaign modes of Halo to see what it's about at times. But that movie is really awesome.
Yeah, I liked it.
It's really good.
How old are you? It's classified. Yes. Is it Master Chief like 7 or something like that?
They're older, but I mean, there's the other way around.
Like I thought the Spartans were like genetically engineered, so their bodies were like super young. Or am I
getting
it backwards?
They're genetically engineered, but they're older. I think they're actually
either way. He's like 10 feet tall.
Yeah, he is.
He was massive in that movie. I have been going back through recent classics and. There's a website actually that I found called I Am Jack Durden, and it goes.
I am Jack Durden.
Yes,
like Tyler Durden, but Jack instead.
Jack instead, because that's what he's named in the script. The narrator actually has a name in the script, and it's Jack.
Well, sure. Yeah, they say like I am Jack's pancreas and whatnot, yes. And so yep.
The thought behind the guy has a theory, and he really expounds on it. Of the entire movie of Fight Club is completely falsified. It is all in his head. Every single character, every single thing is just completely deranged, schizophrenic breaks.
Isn't that the plot of Fight Club?
Sort of. The idea behind Fight Club is it's only Tyler Durden.
That's it. Sure. You're saying the whole thing.
Bob.
Yeah, all of it.
Marla. Everything is completely fiction in that movie. So it's actually kind of a neat thought exercise to read through it and like see what follow that guy's thought process and follow the evidence that he has to back it up. Like you don't see either Marla's or Tyler's reflections when they're leaving the apartment. There's two concave mirrors that they pass by and you never see their reflections in it.
Is that kind of like the theory that Ferris Bueller is just Cameron's imaginary friend?
I mean, it's a fan theory, but it's this one actually has more behind it. Like
they're interesting thought processes. I don't like fan theories that much. But
I was just about to bring up some Star Wars stuff.
But like the Jar Jar Sith Lord one?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, like he hated him so much, he was going to be a Sith Lord in the next movie.
What about the one where What's-Her-Face is the physical reincarnation of Anakin Skywalker? Yeah. What's her name?
It's all, Rey. There's Rey, plenty of garbage out there.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Agent Anderson is actually the one instead of Neo.
But I'll read your thing, and I'll tell you if it's garbage.
No, not Agent Anderson.
It can't be as garbage as your Butcher 3 list is.
Neo's name.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about, though. Hugo.
Oh, shut up.
Hugo Weaving?
Yes.
Hugo Boss? What are we talking
about? Hugo Weaving was actually the one.
No?
That's the fan theory.
You know what's the real theory? Is that those second and third movies were shit, and they hate everyone.
I do exist in a world where the third one I have not seen.
Parts of the second one were fucking amazing, though.
Parts of the second one, the parts that didn't involve Neo, because they had no idea how to handle his character.
Correct. And honestly, parts of the third one were fucking amazing, too.
I wouldn't know.
The whole breaking into Zion with the giant mechs and the chain guns.
You know
that,
what I would have wanted to
that
see?
That was awesome.
I wanted to see them shooting up and then all the hot shell casings raining back down on them, and they're all just screaming and bursting into flames.
Yeah, I like the visuals of the third one with that scene. That scene was just really cool.
The visuals were cool, but the story was garbage.
Oh yeah.
I forget, they could have done so much better
in the third movie. What do they do to bring back and explain his ability to use magic in the real world? Oh, they didn't, because they're shit writers, so they just ended their movie on a cliffhanger and didn't know how to resolve it, so they just pretended it never happened.
No, they said they tried to.
He's a fucking wizard in the real world. They're just like, oh, never mind, that was dumb. It's like if you're doing an improv exercise and you throw...
They bring it back in the third one. He's trying to plow a way through to the city, and then they'd go up because he can't handle it anymore because he's a weak... Yeah.
All right. We should end this.
Fuck this noise. Fuck you, Matrix. Don't you defend the Matrix, Brian.
I wasn't defending it.
You were too.
I was saying they were trying to. Anyway, have a good night, people.
See ya.